I'm Axel.
I'm John.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery.
Glad to have you back again.
As always, yes.
We are joined by a very special guest. You've probably heard about him on the last two episodes. His name is Grundle.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
We call you the Carpathian.
Because I'm so
large.
Because you're large and like you just seem very barbaric. And you always wear those like big shoulder pads.
I do inspire fear in a lot of my...
And it is just freaks us out. But we're always just love to have you in the studio, Grundle. So thank you for joining us.
Good to be here.
That battle axe is a bit off-putting, but you know, whatever. You got to do what you got to do, right?
Exactly. So I wanted to start off the bakery. I read this article and it just kind of made me really upset a little bit about like the nuclear situation, the nuclear reactor situation in America. And so I was just like kind of want to talk about it a little bit. But evidently, thorium, all the nuclear reactors right now are based on uranium. And if we switch to thorium, it would be a lot better for us. It would be cheap, efficient energy for everybody, and we wouldn't have the byproducts to make nuclear weapons.
Really?
Yes, because back in the 50s, there was a whole bunch of tests on like all the elements that are nuclear reactive and stuff. So they had uranium and thorium, and they're testing it out. And thorium was cool. Because its waste only had to be stored for a few hundred years versus uranium's, I think, a couple thousand years. But uranium's byproduct was plutonium, which is used for nuclear bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically we chose uranium to make nuclear bombs. And so I was upset for that reason. And also because in the 1950s, if we had just converted to thorium power and just... You know, didn't really mess with mom and stuff. I feel we'd have today, like, cheap, efficient power that's, like, 50 cents or something.
But does thorium have the ability to be unstable? I mean...
It's nuclear reactive and stuff. And what's even cool about it, all you need to do right now is convert already existing uranium-based nuclear reactors. Just convert them to thorium.
But I mean, I'm like talk about like a Chernobyl-like situation. Like, can it overheat? Like,
yes, it is a radioactive material that can get out of control. But when was the last time you heard about Chernobyl? 3 Mile Island, right?
Yeah, well,
shit's gonna happen, but we do the best we can.
But why?
I'm sorry, but I have to say because thorium reactors have zero risk for meltdowns.
What, really?
Yes, because when it gets too hot, it boils over.
Wow.
It's kind of like a kettle boiling over on something. That's the way they designed, and I'm not sure myself, but that was another great thing about it. They have zero risk for meltdowns.
Well,
so we traded bombs for cheap power.
That's really interesting. Well, I heard you talking about this thorium earlier, and I did some research into it, and it turns out it's more abundant than the standard uranium. So,
yeah, it versus uranium, which is a very expensive and hard to find, versus thorium is everywhere.
Exactly. And the waste, or you can use more thorium in one reaction rather than uranium, and that means its waste is 3 times as concentrated.
Oh.
So you're not storing as much radioactive material.
Is that why you don't need to do it as long even and stuff?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, if it's 3 times as concentrated, doesn't that mean the output of the radiation will be stronger, at least for the short term?
No, it'll be whatever its standard half-life is, but it'll just be a concentrated material. Hmm. The only reason we can't concentrate the toxic waste we use now further is because it's toxic water, and you can't compress water.
Yeah.
You know?
I read a story that maybe we could dispose of nuclear waste in volcanoes.
I read that as well, actually.
Yeah?
I heard about that. I don't know... thinking of all the combustible and chemical and noxious fumes they have in the middle of the earth.
Yeah.
How safe that would be. I mean, imagine if the volcano blew up and spread all the radioactive material across half the globe. How safe that would be. I mean, it's a good idea because you figure it's going down, but that stuff also comes up.
I never thought about that.
Would you apply that same theory to the sun? If we could somehow shoot it into the sun, would we feel
the
consequences?
Like the trash can.
Well, that would work in principle, but imagine some kind of, you know, worst case scenario. The space shuttle explodes while it's going up, spreading all that nuclear material over the course of the hemisphere. I mean, worst case scenario,
we get it there,
of course,
safely.
But nothing's foolproof, of course. So
yeah.
Is that the best solution? The thorium, though, it sounds like because it has a shorter half-life, it can last, you know, not as long.
And I found some more stuff on thorium. You might find this interesting. They can now make cubes of like thorium byproduct. You know, they use it and make this tiny cube the size of a grain of salt, and they make billions of them, and introduce that to the radioactive material, and it sucks up the radiation from it. It
absorbs
basically
it?
Neutralizes it. So it neither becomes radiated, and neither does the...
So basically, you just throw a bunch of thorium cubes in like radiation, and they might be able to absorb it into like the material itself?
Yes. I don't know if you throw it physically into contact with it or place it next to it.
Does it only work with thorium, or will it work with plutonium, or will it work with the other forms of radiation as well?
No. It is made from thorium, and it works on all types of radiations. And the best part is, it can be tailor-made to absorb a certain type of radiation and not another type. What they use now is clay, and that sucks up everything, and they don't want that.
Wow.
Every show I've ever seen where, like, someone gets exposed to radiation, they either, like, look all boiled and stuff because their skin is all boiled, or they're trying to save them, and they get, like, sprayed with foam and stuff, and they're just getting, like, so I don't even wonder what that weird foam is. It's always on those.
I just don't know how it would affect biological stuff, because if a biological entity, like say a human being, has radiation, would those cubes be able to take the radiation out of it, or is it only like physical material that could take radiation out of it?
The way it described it was the radioactive material had a positive charge, where this thorium neutral material had a negative charge, and it would attract the ions that it was specifically engineered to attract.
Cancel it out.
Wow. Exactly.
Wow.
Nice. There's a place in Belgium that is like an interesting little thing. They're going to go vegetarian once per week. The whole town is.
Wow.
Why?
Why would they ever do such
a if the town did do this for a year, it would reduce CO2 gas as much as removing 500,000 cars. And frankly, I think probably people could afford to do that. Do it for a day.
So I suppose they are of the global warming believing sector of Europe, or... Is that why they want to resist the CO2?
They want to resist it, yeah.
I mean, what other reasoning would they have for resisting the CO2?
Yes.
I don't know, I guess. You're right there, because I don't really believe in global warming myself.
Well, no one has actually proven it. And the only way you can prove it is to have a duplicate copy of Earth going through a different change. That's the only way you'll ever prove it.
I mean, I like to have an open
mind.
It
could help still, too. I'm seriously down for taking cars off the road. Shooting out
their
exhaust. I'm
sure the animal population appreciates it.
Yeah, so in that sense, I am, I guess, for that. Especially, I think, just people in general eat. Everyone does eat too much meat, pretty much in their diet.
What's wrong with eating too much meat?
It's just bad for your stomach. It makes you basically can't crap and stuff. It's just bad for you, and I think it's why people die.
I think you're just an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, people do overeat. Like, if everyone had to, like, work for their food and stuff, like, we might live a little longer. If we'd, like, go.
You want
to
go ahead and hand in your man card while you're at it?
Huh?
You want to go ahead and hand in your man card while you're at it?
What? Yeah, if I have to go, like, take
meat,
down
you're
a...
not going to be a man.
Who said I'm not a vegetarian?
Hey, obviously, you have an act against meat eaters.
I think people eat a little too much.
Grendel the Carpathian is angry, man.
I know.
I like my meat.
Gouge an eye out here.
I like it raw.
I like it.
You have the sushi variety, Grendel.
I read about another town that's
sushi.
Thinking of forcing green roofs. And
is another one of these global warming stories again?
Yeah, like...
What kind of green? What kind of green?
Like
green.
Marijuana green, or are we talking
about green? Yeah, like I would love to see a bunch of
smoke it,
pot
and
plants.
It's good for the environment. I mean...
green, because the roof will be partially or completely covered with vegetation and soil that has been planted over a waterproof layer.
So it saves energy kind of thing.
So it just has basically on the roofs of all the you know, town, there'd be like little gardens and stuff. And if everyone was mandatory to do it, they'd be forcing it on the people. That's the whole thing.
I've heard about this.
This is a cover for the government. So spy planes won't be able to see what's going on underneath this shit.
We're getting ready for World War III.
That's right.
It's also good. Since it's an additional layer of insulation, it reduces energy that way too.
I've heard about this. Because all the cement they have on top of buildings, it reflects the sunlight, making the quote-unquote Earth warmer.
Yes, yes.
So by making it greener, they make it so that the Earth will not...
Like if we put on plants at the top where they'll absorb the sunlight. So
exactly.
Reflecting. That's interesting. Exactly. That's funny. Well, I thought we could just do that to the bakery, maybe. You know, we haven't, you know, gone to the roof in a while, so maybe we can, like, make a green roof. And just
you haven't been to the roof in a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's bakers in here growing bud up there. It's nice.
Fuck. That was exactly what I was going to suggest.
Same wavelength, man. So Russian thieves are boasting online about their accomplishment in the thievery world.
Yes. Yes, comrades.
Isn't that stupid? Isn't that fucking retarded?
Well, it's Russia. I mean, it's not like they can't get away with it.
No, it's cool if it's anonymous, I guess.
Ever since the fall of the Soviet Union, they don't have... No one can enforce any laws there. Who's going to do anything about it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that the case?
Yeah. Like, the police is as corrupt as anybody else. Huh. Russia's listed as, like, one of the most... is one of the top 50 corrupt countries in the world.
Are we on that list?
I didn't know that.
I don't believe... I think we're close, but we're not on that list. We're not as bad as Russia.
Really?
Russia.
Yeah, we call it politics.
Whatever. You know what? Their space program's good, so...
Hey.
We're going to be winging
ourselves. Because they have one doesn't mean it's good.
So, roughly translated, the site name means snatch it and you are happy. Czechlovak.
Who was it, like, videos or people pushing pictures?
.ru.
Are they videos of in the act?
Yeah, are they, like,
pictures
on...
of in the act?
No, it's just a forum. Like, hey, if you're going to break into a house, the best way to do it is go to the dark side of the house.
Wow.
And smash this window in the lower left-hand quadrant because you can reach this. And, you know.
I love the internet. That is the most... If I ever wanted to be a cat burglar, I would go to that website.
You know, I guess there is a good thing in this. At least they're not censoring the internet. Right?
Well, yeah.
Half those fucking countries out there.
Did they get in trouble?
Who?
The robbers who are boasting on the internet?
No, as long as you don't leave evidence, like, I broke into this house at this time on this date.
They're just saying they did it. Like, by the way, I did.
They're just trading tips to be better at it.
Oh.
Like, I bought suction cups to crawl along this wall, and this is where I bought them.
It's like someone going to YouTube and saying how to break into something, but this has their own site and how to break into a house.
Well,
interesting, man. Good job, knowledge.
Yeah, I think they're idiots.
Hey, they're getting away with it, making money off of it, but I guess some people have to boast about their crimes.
I had a little story. They created a new era. Like, the geological timescale for, like, how the Earth was made is separated into a bunch of eras, like Cretaceous, Cambrian, and Piscean and stuff.
Jurassic.
Yeah, that type of thing. And everything basically before Earth was created was just lumped into a big thing called the Hadean era. But recently they came up with a new thing within the Hadean called the Chaosian era.
Huh.
And so during the Chaosian era, the planets coalesced out of a giant disk of hot dust, cool, and formed the solar system as we know it today. So if you understood that, Grundle.
Well, I'm trying to get my head wrapped around it. You mean,
like, because there was, like, a big disk of dust around our solar system, okay. And it finally coalesced into our solar system when the planets started to coalesce. During that time, it's called the Chaosian era.
Wow, where did they come up with that name?
I'm thinking just like chaos theory, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know where they came up with it. Was the sun already formed, and is that what the gravity pulled everything together?
Sun would already be formed by that point, I'd imagine. Yeah, it's just about our solar system. It's really about the formation of Earth. Sun's been here a lot longer than Earth. So yeah. So this because before they just, like I said, they lumped it all into Hadean, but now they're saying, right when all the dust coalesced into the planets, right during that period is called the Chaosian period.
Wow.
How long do they suppose that period lasted?
I mean,
a couple hundred years? Or, maybe?
More than that, probably at least a million or so.
But that's just until the dust has settled.
Yeah, but I mean, geologic time, I mean, I would say at least in the millions, if not billions.
Yeah, I guess the better
question
is,
those eras are like that long.
Yeah.
Or when does the next one begin?
Well,
the next era,
the big crunch.
Yeah, the next era after what was it called?
Chaosian.
Chaosian.
Okay. I think it's like chaos or something.
Sounds like a Star Trek race.
Yeah, something interesting.
Back with the vengeance.
Uh huh.
The next era. It's probably the Dubious Bakery era.
We should submit it.
We're starting it right now.
We're gonna vote on it
right here, right now.
So, I assume all of you guys have seen Avatar and all that jazz, right?
Oh, yeah.
In all its glory. Yes.
Yeah. I have seen it. It's worldwide now, and did you hear about the guy suing producer and director James Cameron?
Well, what?
He wrote a book a couple years ago about humans visiting blue aliens on a distant world.
But has it, like, half of science fiction writers written that same story about visiting blue aliens on a distant world?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, everything's been done over and over again, so just... I mean, even if he did have the idea for it there, that's like one part of it. It's not the whole script or anything. Like, it's his home creation after that point.
I think it can be safely said that as good as Avatar was, it's pretty much a rewriting of Pocahontas.
Story-wise.
I mean, it's very science fiction-y, and they had a twist to it, but it seemed like its basic groundwork is laying in Pokemon, and that first discovery story. I mean, it's been done a couple of times.
Yeah, that's basically what every story is, and so that's just this person's take on it, and we all just happen to like it and check it out.
Yeah, but this guy claims that in Avatar, it takes them 4 years, 7 months, and 24 days to get to the blue planet. In his book, it took 5 years.
Ironclad. if you really think if James Cameron's going to be stealing this from the author, he wouldn't say, I don't know, let's make it 6 years. You know, the little minute thing he would have changed.
This guy's in China. What's he going to do? Let him bitch. Get sanctioned.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think his chances are of actually getting anything out of it?
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
He gets hush money.
No way.
$20. Shut up.
$20.
$20. My answer.
I think I can go with Sean, with John on this one. I don't think he's going to get anything out of it.
Yeah, they would rather keep the grosses and keep the respect because they want to make it a sequel. Keep the the honor within the title than pay this guy and admit any kind of fault.
All right, I agree actually.
But so that Chinese guy is pissed at him, but the rest of the country is apparently loves Avatar because they named a mountain after it.
Named a mountain?
They named a mountain after one of the Avatar
characters.
Yeah, something.
Or the people. I know the people called the Na'vi. I know Grendel was all into them. Yeah. I only watched the movie once, and I'm probably good with just seeing the one time.
Really. You know, visually, it was spectacular. It was really cool. I loved seeing it in 3D. And, you know, I could watch it again.
But that won't be the same at home, I don't think, either, though. Watching in 3D just at home, like putting the glasses on, is it really going to be as, like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, they have 3D television now.
Is it good, though? Do people watch it?
They actually do. They actually, from my undetermined source, I was in Best Buy the other day, and they have these new Sony televisions. If you wear these special 3D glasses, you can get a 3D picture from the live video you're watching.
But, like, what's really happening in a 3D picture? Is it, like, you're watching sports, and the football guy, instead of looking flat on the screen, he's, like, kind of a little at you, but still kind of flat on the screen.
The technology hasn't come that far yet.
Yeah.
But it's on, given enough time, it will be Star Trek status holographic.
I think. I imagine the bigger the picture, the better the 3D would be.
Of course.
Cool.
Yes. So, we have an update, and the mountain in China is named Hallelujah. After was that the planet?
Hallelujah? The floating. I don't know.
Floating. The floating mountains. Because it looked exactly like one, so they named it after Avatar.
Wow. Chinese
mountain. Yeah, Chinese mountain.
Well, good for China.
Go China.
I wish we were that cool.
Have you guys heard about Avatar Rehab?
Oh, I may
maybe. Continue, I have an idea.
I have heard a little about this.
I have an idea.
After seeing the movie, people are so distraught. It's not a real place. These people have nothing better to do but bitch about something that's not.
Whatever, man.
If it's not Avatar's New Moon, if it's not New Moon,
it's Star Wars for me for a while.
Other things for people to have problems.
There'd be Harry Potter people doing that, like everything.
Wow,
I've
never heard of that before.
Trek. I mean, everyone's gonna be all upset, like they can't be in that world or whatever.
People are gonna have ways not to deal with reality.
Warcraft.
This is their way of not dealing with reality. But hey, to each their own. I'm not one to judge.
Well, so you guys know about Denver hosting the Bud Bowl or whatever it is. In April something or other, they're going to host a big Bud competition, just like they do in Amsterdam and other places around the world where weed is legal.
Yeah.
So I was reading online the other day, and it turns out a Ganja Gourmet has opened in Denver.
I'm getting hungry as
that
already.
That sounds kind of like us a little bit. But yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Gotcha Gourmet. Yeah. Kind of dubious bakery.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Huh, what the heck?
On the menu is pizza, lasagna, candy, and brownies.
So with a twist? With the.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Laced with bud.
I see.
Cooked
okay.
With THC material.
So if I'm right to understand, you could eat a slice of pizza and get high while eating the slice of pizza?
For sure.
I have officially never had an edible that ever affected me.
New update, I'm going to Denver to try weed pizza.
You're going to trek your way there.
Guess how much a pizza cost?
In that place?
Yep.
Let's see. I think pizza usually costs like 21 for a, I'm
assuming a large pizza.
So I'm going to say 21 here. So for the extra, gosh, for the, how much are going to have to put in there to make that pizza affordable?
$45.
Okay. Oh. Grundle says $45.
$75.
US. Axel says $75. The real total is $89.
Holy crap.
I almost said 80 even, and you said so went so low, Grundle.
Hey, fuck hey. In harsh times, the economy shitty. What are you going to do?
Isn't that shitty?
Wow.
Yeah, I'd rather buy a sack.
I'd rather make it myself.
Buy a pizza and save, eat some pizza while I'm smoking a bowl.
Save yourself the $40.
Totally.
That's ridiculous.
That's why, like I said, nothing has ever affected me because I never want to, I guess, devote that much to it, but I never really made it myself. But I think no one wants to devote that much to it unless you're a baller.
Well, I don't know. This, I mean, have you ever tried it? I mean, it could be the best pizza you've ever had in your entire life.
You're right.
There
is that possibility. Be. You're right, too, Axel.
For $90, question about it goddamn shit. Better be.
And, we don't even have $89 pizza here at the bakery. That's ridiculous.
Well, I know. We just have the Cinnabons that are pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, they are. I was having those earlier, and they're fucking great. So, yeah, apparently the Dutch are taking 2012 very seriously.
How seriously?
Well, a local newspaper, let me see if I can say this right, De Volkskrant, spoke to thousands of believers who eventually said, sorry, I'm putting out something here, it's like a little fire in the bakery.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. They talked to thousands of believers, most of which are now hoarding stocking supplies.
So it's like
so what
version of our Y2K?
That's business as usual for me.
Well, they went through Y2K too.
Yeah, but I think it's a little crazier over here. But continue.
Okay.
Wait, it's whose version of Y2K?
The Dutch.
Dude, hoarding, like,
who doesn't hoard a little bit for, like, you know, the Armageddon? I know Grundle's all about the Armageddon. You're kind of a little bit.
Hey,
I don't hoard. I got canned goods stashed all over the bakery.
Come to think of it, I do have some.
I got a couple battle axes,
jugs of water sitting over there.
I got some shit just in case everything goes down. And
I don't know if we've ever discussed your game to the bakery listeners, your zombie game. Have we?
I think we did it early on. I can always re-explain it really quick.
Yeah, do it.
Basically, we would imagine if a zombie came into the room, you'd have to pick a weapon out in the room and kill that zombie with it.
Are we allowed to use another human body?
I mean, sure. I guess if you have nothing, but that's, for you, Grundle, I know you're so cute, you can do that, but like, and then what you do is kill the zombie with that weapon, and then another zombie comes through the door, so you have to throw your weapon away and get a new weapon.
Why are we throwing the weapon away?
That's the game.
Point of the game.
You gotta throw your weapon away, now grab a new weapon and kill the next zombie.
This doesn't sound like a very fun game.
You're killing it, man. It's a mental exercise. Like,
hey, mental exercise to dissect your room to find out all the weapons you have.
Exactly.
Like, number one, machete for me. Then my machete gets taken and I throw it away or whatever. I got this half a pool stick I got. Oh, God, that gets taken. Then I'm going to the closet and I'm breaking that little rod where all the everything's hanging on the, like, my clothes and stuff. Taking that zombie out. Then I think I got this chair that it's like, chairs are awesome, frankly.
If everything goes right by the end, he's got a pillow in one hand and like a shirt in the other, and he's fighting the zombie with it, you know?
And even then, I think I got it. Like, especially because the game is one-on-one, but it just helps you figure out what is a weapon and what you can use.
You have to realize if you're fighting a horde of zombies, your best scenario is probably going to be to run.
It's a one-on-one.
But I'm saying that if you're trying to make it based in reality, it's not going to be one-on-one. The zombies aren't going to wait. One
like,
at a time
frankly,
come,
what
you
if
know,
your house
you.
Is surrounded by zombies, but they're dumb and funneling up a stairway?
But what if...
Just fight your way
they're
in.
They're not.
That's the game! What if
Grundle,
not?
Shut the fuck up. You're making Axel angry. You're hurting his
we
buzz.
Wouldn't like it when he's angry.
Yeah, go for it.
I was reading this cool story about California cops that they DUI checkpoints because I guess 2010 has been declared the year of the checkpoint.
Really?
For DUI checkpoints.
By who?
I would have thought 2000.
By California police.
I would have thought 2000 was the year of the checkpoints. You know, big celebration.
No, 2010. But you know why?
Or 1990.
DUI checkpoints are turning into profitable operations.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. I see. Are they just catching all these drunks and then getting them on bail.
Maestro knows, yeah. For far more likely to seize cars from unlicensed motorists than catch drunk drivers. That's what it's about. It's all about unlicensed motorists.
Would this be just another way to profile, basically?
Unofficially. They're not profiling, quote unquote. Yeah, because like most of the people they pull over are like illegal immigrants, and since they're unlicensed, they can just impound their car. And since they can't really pay to afford it to get it out after 30 days, the car just, you know, sells money into the police and stuff. And it's very dubious, like the court, because there's a federal appellate in the court ruling that says police can't impound cars solely on unlicensed drivers. If you're just unlicensed, you can't impound your car.
Why not?
That's like the ruling of this court. But there's another law, though. It's called the impound law that grants police 30-day impoundment for unlicensed drivers.
Huh.
So it's weird, right? So there's the California Attorney General's office said in a written statement that the state law is murky in terms of whether vehicles driven by unlicensed drivers can be taken at all.
Wow.
So it just makes like, it is. It's like kind of crazy. So like, I guess these DUI checkpoints, they're like kind of seizing cars and just taking them. And since they can't get them, it's like
sounds
money.
Sounds like the courts are chasing their tails, just like the whole California dispensary issue right now. Yeah. Everybody's just chasing their tails over paperwork, seeing, you know, what the legal letter of the law is.
What's also doing, too, is they're overstaffing the DUI checkpoints, too, and getting a lot of overtime, because it only takes, like, 8 or so people to do the DUI checkpoints, I guess, but they have, like, 35 people or up to, like, 50 more, depending on the place and stuff.
Why aren't they out there solving crimes or, you know, catching?
I mean, one of those things. It's just one of those things. You don't know. Like, you just want things working slightly a different way. I mean, hey, they do catch drunk drivers too every once in a while, so that's great too. But they could do it more efficiently, is all I'm saying. So well, good for I don't them. Know. Like I said, and the fact that general thing is murky, that was weird. The fact that he was like, "Yeah, it is kind of weird how we have two things kind of counteracting and." People are getting screwed over for that. Like, nah. How funny.
That's hilarious. I was, you know, I'm kind of debating with myself right now about renewing my weed license for another year or just waiting for it to be legal.
Well, you're assuming, I mean, as the polls show, it looks like it's going to pass, but...
It's going to be on the ballot. Whether it'll pass as far as the ballot goes is up in the air.
I'd say...
For California,
I want it to be true, but I'd say renew.
I would say renew as well.
If anything, really? Renew because even... If anything, renew because even if it is legal, it's not like... That place is still going to have probably like the best connections and the best place. It's like they've been doing this stuff already. Like, is some new operation going to like just pop up all of a sudden? Like, maybe. And if that's maybe your business will attract to that place. But I'd say take the year and just have that back up and explore.
And you have to know it's going to get challenged by the federal government. I mean, there's going to be states' rights versus federal government rights. And you're not going to know if that's going to get passed or not.
But I will not be punished. I may be turned away at the door, like, your card's no good here kind of thing. But, you know, I'm not going to go to jail. I know that much. I think Maestro was talking to me about this, about dispensaries are cooperative and nonprofit, and they're busting all these local dispensaries because the owners are making tons of cash, and they're supposed to be nonprofit, and they're supposed to be promoting growing at your own home.
Yeah.
So that's where the federal government has a problem with it. But as soon as they get some taxation on that, they'll be fine with it. They'll stop their bitching.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it legal in the state, and that'll end the whole discussion. So they can tax it.
What about for federal employees, though? Because it's still illegal for federal employees to test for that. For if you're in the military or if you have a federal job. They test for noxious substances.
Yeah, Grundle's right.
Maybe you can just still do it in California, but...
Well, one day maybe that stigma will go away.
Of course.
So, but that is kind of hard.
The police officers here in Orange County are not allowed to smoke cigarettes.
Ouch.
Yeah, completely legal to smoke cigarettes, but they're not allowed to. They're not supposed to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, same kind of principle. Your department can make up whatever it wants.
But isn't that also discriminatory? Also, aren't they discriminating against?
Of course, but they want the best performance out of you. The CIA wants your mind. The federal government wants your mind. The cops want your body and your mind. You know?
But if it's in your background and you're not doing it anymore or something, you should maybe. Like, if you're still, like, a great eight, like,
person. They're going to judge for whatever the reasons they want to judge you for.
Yeah, I guess. We'll see. One day. It's just all about the future. One day, probably won't, but for the long term. But, yeah, as always, thanks for joining us, as always, Grundle.
It was lovely to be here. Thank you for
I'm glad you
me.
Actually, like, came in, you fit through the door, and you didn't, like, hit anyone today.
Yeah, I didn't kill anyone today. It's a good day.
Yeah, seriously, that was a good day.
We're still mopping up there.
And always, Maestro, thanks for being here, as always. And, is this the first time you're listening, please listen to our archives at thedubiousbakery.com.
I just wanted to say, this is probably our first guest that hasn't smoked on the show.
Oh, right? You're right.
And I am not against smoking, but, you know, it's not
for everybody. You have to keep alert your first time. Grundle's kind of like that when he goes in new places.
Yeah, I don't want to start, you know, a riot or anything.
Yeah, he just needs to know the
territory. No quick movements, no flash photography.
He's crazy a little bit.
All right. Well, yeah, find us at thedubiousbakery.com.
And then, on Facebook, too. Join us on Facebook. Add us as a friend. Talk to us. We're always on there. Like, send us a message. We're live. It's me and John all the time. So, until then,
find us on iTunes as well. The Dubious Bakery. iTunes.
All right. Spunk if you got him.